me, overtakes me. Oh, it overtakes me. It wakes and bakes me. It overtakes me. Yes, that's the Flaming Lips here on Phoenix FM, and it overtakes me. The time is now 1:30. Yes, it's Duke's, the finest ukulele band in the land, and joining me now in the studio, it's Brian Smith, Hazel Smith, and John Mattock. Good afternoon, all.
Hello.
Hello to you. Hello. And we're listening to you now. What is this venture into classical music? What's that all about?
Well, I don't know whether you're going to play it right to the end, because it is only a short track, but there is a particularly good triangle solo right at the end from yours truly, and that's the key.
Oh, well, we better hang on and wait for that in a minute. Yeah.
It's definitely worth it.
A triangle solo. I didn't know you were a virtuoso, John.
Oh, yes, yes.
Well, thanks very much for coming in this afternoon. It's been some time since we've spoken, hasn't it? And I've been much looking forward to it. And you're in the middle of your Red and Black tour at the moment, I believe.
That's right. That started in March, goes through to June, and it's 10 dates, 10 special dates. We are doing other things in between, but it's 10 dates in theatres that we're particularly promoting. So we've grouped them together this time.
Yeah, wonderful.
It's a new idea.
And it goes hand in hand with your new CD, the Red and Black CD.
That's
yes,
absolutely true.
Masters of marketing and promotion, you guys. Yes. Now, we've only got 50% of you here today, haven't we?
The good looking lot.
The good looking lot, indeed. Hang on, let me turn you up a little bit there, Hazel. That's better. So who's missing?
Well, Dave Warren, our leader, Martin Burdekin, and Joe Kerr.
Yes, well, there you go. It's their loss, isn't it?
Yeah,
it is. It's terrible. Well, thank you for coming in today anyway. And let me have a copy of your Black and Red. It's not Red and Black, isn't it? I've been calling it Red and Black, and it's Black and Red, I think. Is
red
that right?
No, Red and Black.
Oh, all right. I typed it out wrong then. I beg your pardon. Yes, Red and Black. See, look, what an idiot. I don't know. There you go. And, you know, your actual stars of screen and TV and radio, you've made countless television appearances now. You've been on Big Brother and Come Dine With Me, as well as a regular trip to Prague in the Czech Republic you make. Are you off there this year as well?
No, we're not going this year.
Oh, right.
Maybe next year. Sometimes these things are not always easy to fit in.
No,
we had a number of discussions, not only with the Czech Republic, but also with the possibility of going to Poland and Denmark. But none of them, they're difficult to arrange, and none of them have actually come off yet.
So, okay, fair enough. Well, you've you had a good review in local papers, I think, in the Romford Recorder. Where are we? Hang on. No, I've missed it. There we are. Yeah, it's been crazy since we started our journey together, going all over Europe and being on television. The fact that sometimes we're recognised is a great feeling, especially when people come up to you and say they were pleasantly surprised. Can I have your autographs?
Well, the people that really this happens to a lot are these two.
Really?
Yeah, twice last week, actually. Once in Marks and Spencer's, but other shops are
available. Oh, really?
It's a bit awkward as well, because Martin has been recognised as Russ Abbott as well. We don't always get recognised as ourselves. We get recognised as being other people.
Okay, well, let's talk about this new CD of yours, Red and Black. I've got a track I'm about to play. I've enjoyed listening to the CD. Was it a nice process you went through? Did you enjoy it?
Yes, we actually started this last September. I'm always amazed how long it takes to put something like this together. Getting the original tracks together doesn't take that long, but the mixing and being satisfied that what we end up with is a good product is the important thing.
And a couple of tracks on the album were taken from live. The the one that you played, the Ode to Joy, that was recorded live.
That's very good,
And one or two of the others were recorded live as well.
Okay, all right. Well, I think we'd better hear a track. This is a Green Day song, Who chose this one? The Basket Case.
That was Martin, I think.
Okay, all right. Well, let's get on and listen to it. Here we go. It's Dukes and Basket Case.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once? I am one of those melodramatic fools.
Oh, lovely. Even throwing in a bit of the Beatles there at the end. That's Dukes and Basket Case. Well done. Very good indeed. Now, I want to take you back a few days, just to last Sunday, actually, when you did a gig at Shenfield Cricket Club. Now, this wasn't really a typical gig for Dukes, as far as I understand it. You always get audience participation, but this was a little more than usual, wasn't it?
That's right.
It was a little.
The magic of radio, we can transport you back now to last Sunday and just have a listen to the crowd responding to Dukes in concert. And so it goes on. What a great night that sounded.
Brilliant. They were a really great crowd, really nice people.
You thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yeah, really good.
They asked for a sign as well, didn't they?
They asked for a sign. All right.
And just for the record, Brian, you have got more than two calls.
I've got more than two calls. But everybody in the band all got exactly the same reaction as that. Whenever anybody's name was mentioned, they started off with a different name. So it's just brilliant.
Fantastic.
Just so much fun.
And it was a reference to Life of Brian in there as well, wasn't there, I think?
Well, I hope so.
Interesting enough, the gig was a two-hour show, our standard thing. But towards the end, we were asked, "Could you play for another half an hour?" We actually did. It was almost a 40-minute encore.
Oh, wonderful!
Of a whole range of additional songs that we hadn't planned to play. Oh, wow! But we played.
So. Well, that's what it's all about, isn't it? That must feel wonderful when when you get a reaction like that. And you always do get a good reaction, don't you? You always get some crowd participation going on, and people singing along and just joining in. Fantastic. You've done lots of other gigs recently as well. There was one involving a lot of princesses, I believe. Can you tell us about that?
Oh yes.
Well, it was all part of actually quite an interesting weekend, because on the Friday night we'd sold out the Maritime Room at the Cliffs Pavilion, and that was a really good evening. And and then on the Saturday we wanted to promote our Queen's Theatre show.
Right.
So we went into Romford because we knew that there was a number of events going on, including trying to this world record on the largest gathering of princesses.
Right.
So we basked in front of the princesses, and that was quite a pleasant couple of hours. And then on the Sunday, we had a private party. So we went from a theatre show to busking to a private party. And it was a busy weekend for us, but we can do all those things, so it's quite a nice thing to do.
Yeah. Yeah, and you've got some busy weekends coming up. We'll be talking about those in a little while, but I think time for another Duke's track now. And strangely enough, we were saying earlier on, I picked three tracks to play today, and purely by accident, I've picked three tracks all sung by Martin. Now, that wasn't intentional at all, but I really do like Martin's voice. He's got such a sort of sweet, nice voice with an amazing quality to it. And so I'm sorry for all the other singers in Duke's. It wasn't intentional, I promise.
You'll have to have us back twice for it.
That's right. Be my pleasure. Okay, well, so this is Duke's and Friday I'm in Love.
I don't care if Monday's blue, Tuesday's grey and Wednesday too. Thursday, I don't care about you, it's Friday. Monday you can fall apart, Tuesday, Wednesday break my heart, or Thursday. Monday you can fall apart, Tuesday, Wednesday breaks my heart, or Thursday doesn't even start, it's Friday I'm in love.
Oh, yes, that's the Duke's and Friday's I'm in Love. We'll be back with the Duke's in about 3 minutes. Right, so we've had a listen to some of the tracks from your new CD. We've gone over some of the gigs you've done. What's coming up for you in the future?
Well, we've got quite a number of gigs. In the immediate future, we've got two of our Red and Black Theatre shows in this month. Well, at Queen's Theatre, 17th of May.
Oh.
And then the Cramphorn Studio on the 30th of May.
In Chelmsford, yeah.
In Chelmsford, yeah. Yeah. So that's those ones, tickets on sale at both. We know the Cramphorn is selling fast.
Right, okay.
The other one, because we're Essex based, obviously our main core of support is in the centre of Essex.
Right.
Cramphorn always. We do well there. And the further we span out, obviously, people don't know us as well.
Okay.
It'll be our sixth show back at the Queen's.
Yeah.
Since we started.
Well, I came to see you at the Queen's, I think it was either last year or the year before, and it was standing room only when I got there. There was there were no spare seats. The place was full up, and it was a great evening. Do you enjoy those events at the Queen's,
oh,
Brian?
Oh, yeah, yeah, definitely. Yeah. Really do.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, really good night out.
Well, yeah. So you can book your tickets for the Queen's. That's only just under a couple of weeks, that, isn't it?
Yeah, Sunday week, that'll be.
And then in November, you're right in our patch, aren't you?
Yeah, Brentwood Theatre.
Yeah.
In November, 14th of November, we're there. Before that, we have got a couple of festivals that we've been asked to play at in Billericay. On the 27th of June,
right.
We're at Ramsden Bell House Music Festival. It's first festival.
Yeah.
There's a number of other acts. We're first on because we've got to then go on to another festival at Little Birsted, the Music in the Meadow. So we're first on at Ramsden Bell House, but also on the bill is David Van Day.
Oh,
from
right.
Dollar,
yeah.
And
Dollar, yeah.
Bucks Fizz.
Yes.
So he's on later in the evening. So, we like doing outside festivals.
Yeah.
And come July, June, July, that's when we're mainly outside.
Right. So you're rubbing shoulders with top celebrities now. You had a close encounter with Alan Carr a little while ago, didn't you?
Well, that was at the Maritime. We did invite him to come down, but he didn't. So
shame. Shame.
He's lost, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Yeah.
Now, we need to get serious just for a moment, because I think there's a bit of a sad tale to impart. Hazel, can you tell me about Duke the Duck?
Yes, yeah, it's very sad, really. I hesitate to say it, you know, because I know it's going to really upset people.
Yeah.
But so there might be some distressing scenes following this. We were at Witham, and he made, unfortunately, his final flight because
he migrated.
He migrated. We don't know where.
Ah.
We thought it was a homing duck.
So who was Duke the Duck?
Well, he was featured greatly during the King of the Swingers song. He'd wing his way out and he'd always come back.
Right.
And he
did thrown around the audience everywhere.
And he always came back. But then a few weeks later, we did go down to Maldon and find another one, which looked very much like him, but it had a bigger honk to it.
Oh, right.
And a price tag. So it's Duke 2 now. But we're keeping him under wraps for a little while,
but
because
Martin's
we don't want
happy.
To lose him too.
Oh, dear. Yeah, honestly, you use all sorts of stage props and lots of interaction with the audience, don't you? And you throw in a bit of comedy as well, and that was part of it, wasn't it? Yeah, Duke the Duck.
And sound effects now as well is one of the songs, don't we?
Yeah, occasionally. Yeah.
Oh, very
those
occasionally.
Were the days.
Right, and triangle solos, of course.
Triangle solos.
Yeah. But of course, your main instrument is the ukulele. But yes. I mean, some of your instruments, you barely recognise them as ukuleles because you've got
they're officially ukuleles.
Yeah,
17-inch scale.
Yeah,
so officially ukuleles.
You've got electric ukuleles. You've got bass ukuleles, and
yeah.
They haven't brought one out with, like, a keyboard on yet or anything, have they?
No, but they have brought one out with a tremolo on, which I have on order at the moment.
Ukulele nuts. And a big shout-out to Alan Thatcher at the moment, I think.
Yes.
I know he's
yes.
a tremendous supporter of you guys.
Yes,
and we had Alan and Yes the Ukes in the studio a little while ago. So you've got some competition. But sadly, I don't think Alan's going to be with Yes the Ukes for much longer, is he? He's moving up north.
Yep. He's going up north.
So, do you know if Yes the Ukes are going to continue without him?
Oh, I hope they will.
Yeah, I'm sure they will. I hope so.
It's interesting that we both play in Essex a lot, but we both play into different types of audience because they've got a particular style that they play and we've got a particular style.
But we don't
actually cross over. I mean, we see each other at different times.
Yeah.
We don't actually cross over in terms of the music.
So there's no punch-ups or anything like that.
No.
Well, Dukes, it's been lovely to chat to you. Before you go, do you want to give us some contact information, your website and Facebook groups and all that?
Yeah, if anyone wants to see what we're doing, the web address is www.d-ukes.co.uk. On Facebook, if they want to become a supporter, it's I'm a Duke supporter. Or if you type in to Facebook Uke Dukes, you'll see our Facebook page. Or you can follow us on Twitter, and that's also Uke Dukes.
Fantastic. All right. Well, we'll put all that on the Phoenix FM website later on, as well as a recording of our chat. Brian Smith, Hazel Smith, John Massett, thanks so much for coming in.
Yeah, thanks a lot,
Bob. Telling
us
what you're up to. Come back again soon. We're going to finish taking us up to the news with Can't Take My Eyes Off of You. That's another classic one, isn't it? And it's that voice again. It's that Martin. Next time you come in, Martin is banned, all right? Okay, thanks again. Let's listen to that now. It's Dukes and Can't Take My Eyes Off of You.
Yeah, thanks, Will.
Too good to be true.